A federal judge in Portland ordered the indefinite detention today of a Chinese woman and her naturalized U.S. husband on sex trafficking charges. Fred Bever has details.
Federal prosecutors allege New Hampshire residents Derong Miao and her husband, Xu Cha Li, used online social media app WeChat to recruit more than 25 young Chinese women to earn big money as sex workers in northern New England. But prosecutors say that lacking English skills, the women instead found themselves shuttled around hotels and apartments in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, sometimes deprived of travel documents and room keys. And they were trapped in debt to their employers, debt prosecutors say they had to pay off through prostitution. Darcy McElwee is an assistant U.S. attorney.
Victims who were kept in a number of hotels and residences in conditions that were incredibly unfair, where they were left for hours at a time, often without food, to engage in prostitution in circumstances that would suggest they had been defrauded and coerced into doing that activity.
Magistrate John H. Rich III agreed with prosecutors that if freed on bail, the couple might flee the country and that they might get back into the business of coercion, whether for prostitution or to influence potential witnesses against them. Mingli Chen, a lawyer for husband Li, says the detention order is a setback, but he argues that standards of evidence will be far stricter when an actual trial begins.
There's no evidence showing to the court or anybody that my client was hurting or injuring or harming anyone, was forcing anyone to engage in prostitution. So in general, I'm optimistic.
Prosecutor Darcy McElwee says there is evidence that the couple were just one part of a larger and international prostitution conspiracy. She says as the case progresses, there is, quote, a high probability of more charges against more people. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Fred Bever.